Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Mother's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and the Halos are home tonight. You can also catch us on the Angels app, and also for you streaming fans through the AM 830 website at am830.net. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to be captaining the ship this morning. And we are sponsored, as always, by Melissa's World Variety Produce. I must say, until about 3 or 4 years ago, I really had no clue what Cambodian cuisine was all about. I did know that there is a huge population of folks of Cambodian heritage in Long Beach. And fortunately, this event came along called Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week that gave non-Cambodians the opportunity to experience Cambodian cuisine, a lot of diversity, and ask questions and learn about Cambodian cuisine without being looked at askance. So, happy to say that Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week is returning May 18th through 25th in Long Beach. And as it turns out, one of the pioneering Cambodian restaurants in Long Beach that's now operated by the second generation of the founding Tan family is the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've been here. This is a busy place. As a matter of fact, I don't know when it isn't busy. And also, finding parking is challenging because they are so busy. But it's worth the trip. And representing the family to talk about Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week is one of the principals, Mo Tan. And it is a pleasure to welcome Mo to the show. Mo, good morning and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Mo, you have, again, you're one of the pioneering Cambodian restaurants that's in Long Beach. Why is it important for you as a restaurateur to be part of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week? Because I think you and your family have done this every year.
Yeah, so this is the third annual Cambodian Restaurant Week, and we decided to be a part of it because we want to spread more awareness for the Cambodian cuisine. And we already have a platform to do that on the social media. And I've been managing the social media for my family business. And we wanted, you know, personally, I have a heart, you know, I care a lot about the community. And I want to help the community in any way. And one way is to help, you know, market Cambodian Restaurant Week, you know, and on the side, I actually do all the editing for Cambodian Restaurant Week. Have you seen the latest videos on our social media? On their social media, you can you'll notice like you know the Battambang Barbecue. You see what else? Other restaurants like PB Grill and Meetup Boba Tea House. You know, there's other restaurants, but that's not just in the Cambodian community, but there's, you know, we're showcasing other Southeast Asian cuisines in Cambodian Restaurant Week as well.
And Mo, one thing that I'd like you to emphasize is many times when a non-Asian goes into an Asian restaurant and starts to ask questions because they want to understand the cuisine and they're not familiar with it, sometimes they don't get the best treatment. And what happens during Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, and as a non-Asian that I've experienced at the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack, your servers are very patient and understanding and welcoming in answering questions. So expand on that a little bit if you want, because we definitely want everyone to know all are welcome during Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week.
Yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, I tell all of the, you know, my, all the people that we work with and the other restaurants that I go out and shoot content for it, because I know, you know, it can get stressful, especially when it's busy. You know, it can be frustrating, and if you can be patient with the people and educate them, because a lot of non-Asian people, Americans that are coming in, I mean, they don't know anything about our food and products. So it's best to educate them, let them know, because, you know, who knows, you know, they can have allergies, they can have, you know, there's something that they might not want to put in their mouth, right? So we got to let them know and just be, you know, just be that business, that brand, and, you know, show that hospitality, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's what matters most, right?
Mo, absolutely. Now, for the third annual Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week at the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack, what are your specials going to be for Restaurant Week to let our listeners know? Because, again, for our audience, Mo, if you've not been to the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack, which, again, is one of the pioneering Cambodian restaurants in Long Beach, you have a great excuse.
Yeah, you know, so you want to, for us, for Phnom Penh Noodle Shack, I mean, we've been around for over 40 years, right? So, you know, we've established ourselves in the Asian community. And for me, I wanted to branch off and you know, try to target all other communities, other markets, and other cultures, you know, so just to bring everyone together. And I do care about unity and bring people together. And, you know, and one way is to promote ourselves, right, and create content, compelling content that can attract people to these restaurants that we work with. And for us, we have a promotion offer for like a 10% discount for the entire week. And, you know, our specials include our famous dry noodle, Phnom Penh dry noodle. We're known for that. We have a house-made pork bone soup that we're popular for, and community love that.
Oh, really tremendous dish, yes.
What was that?
I said really a tremendous dish.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And then our house special porridge, you know, it goes well with our fried bread sticks, our fried bread. And then also we have stir-fried noodles that our community love too.
Mo, since I notice on your menu, you have a dish. You have Mo's special noodles. I mean, we need to hear about that, right?
Yeah, you know, I created that dish because, you know, a lot of non-Asians, they don't like the innards. They don't like the, you know, it's nothing to, you know, boast about myself. I'm not trying to get any clout on my name or anything. It's just mainly to attract more people that are outside of the Asian community and just to bring people, you know, in, so, you know, can try it out, you know, and I want everyone to experience what we have to offer.
I love it. And just to let our listeners know, two types of pork in that dish, and also some beef balls. So, you know, definitely a good way to jump into all of this. Now, Mo, in passing, rather quickly, you mentioned you have two different types of specialty breads that are part of what you do. Let's tell our listeners about that, because it's not necessarily expected, and your bread offerings are unusual, but also tasty.
Yeah, so our top, we sell three fried breads, and it's our best seller is the deep fried breadsticks. They're also known as yutiao in Chinese. It's originated from China, but it's very popular in Cambodia, and we took that and we brought that over here, and that goes well with our dry noodles, our soup, our porridge, our beef stew as well. We have beef stew that goes well with that, and then we also have our meat bread, meat pies. You can call it a Mexican empanada. It has ground pork, jicama, onions, and our house seasoning that we put in there. And then our third bread is it's a round bread. It's called, in our language, it's called nom hinh. It's a sesame sweet bread, and that one is the least favorite, but it's still good, you know. But I would say all those bread goes well with all of our dishes.
And again, you know, you're particularly known for the noodles and the soup. And there's, you know, all kinds of variations and combinations that you can get. Before we go on, Mo, please let people know where you are in Long Beach and what the website is so they can look at the menu and kind of get hungry before they hit your front door.
Yeah. Okay, so you can find us at Long Beach, California, 1644 Cherry Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90804. Our website is thenoodleshack.com. Also, you can find us on social media. It's Phnom Penh Noodle Shack. You can find us also, word of mouth. I mean, through your friends. Hopefully your friends know and they can tell you about it as well.
And also to get the information on all the restaurants that are participating in the third annual Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, do you have that website at your fingers?
For Cambodia, it's CambodianRestaurantWeekLB.com. You can find participating restaurants all in there. It's like 15-plus restaurants.
And I think also there are links to the menus, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, the links are all on that website as well. So when you click on the images, it'll take you directly to their page, to the website or their Google business.
And ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, there are over 24 restaurants that are participating in Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. They're pop-ups, they're bakeries, and they're food trucks. So you're definitely getting the diversity, Mo, of what's out there, don't you think?
Yeah, you're going to experience a flavor fest. Your taste buds are going to be very excited. Every restaurant is offering a special item or a special promotion. So, for that entire week, you can just try out every restaurant if you like, go to each location. But if you want to know more, you can visit the website. Again, that's CambodianRestaurantWeekLB.com. You can also go to our social media page. Their social media page, they have content. A lot of content that you can look at for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mo Tan, representing the second generation of family ownership of the Phnom Penh Noodle Shack. If you've never been there, you really need to get this on your list from May 18th to 25th for the third Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's CCAP's annual gala honoring Chef Celestino Drago coming up Friday at Jonathan Club. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce. Top of the hour break, short pause. We'll be back.